Answer me, O Lord, answer me, so these people will know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you are turning their hearts back again. 1 Kings 18:37. There has been no rain over Israel for 3 years, and Elijah has hidden in plain sight from Ahab and his wife Jezebel, who have searched the land for him. The people of Israel have once again lost their way under the leadership of a king filled with more evil than any other that has ruled before him. Jezebel comes from a people who worship Baal and Ashtoreth. Her father is not only a political figure, but a high priest to Baal, and so Jezebel has been raised to despise Jehovah and does everything that she can to destroy every true prophet of Jehovah and wipe every remnant, every trace of him from the minds of his people. 3 years the land has been dry, and the people have yet to repent and to turn from their wicked ways and return to God. Revealing himself to Ahab, Elijah asks that the people of Israel and the prophets of Baal and Asherah meet him on Mount Carmel. Ahab sends out the order for the people and the prophets to gather. Elijah went before the people and said, "How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him." 1 Kings 18. Time and again the Lord has had recorded the trials of the people of Israel, how they were distracted and led astray, how in not following God, in not keeping their eyes on him at all times, they would fall away and begin to worship false gods and idols. They forsook their covenant with him and looked to the world for fulfilling their needs. We are not so different from them, the people of Israel. Do we not get distracted and led off to worship something other than God? Do we not put our pleasures oftentimes before him? "I will pray later. I will study later. I will thank him later." Later never comes. It just keeps getting later. What will it take for you to turn back to God? What will it take for you to worship him and him only? At the time of sacrifice, the prophet Elijah stepped forward and prayed, "O Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant and have done all these things at your command. Answer me, O Lord, answer me, so these people will know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you are turning their hearts back again." Then the fire of the Lord fell and burned up the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and the soil, and also licked up the water in the trench. And when all the people saw this, they fell prostrate and cried, "The Lord, he is God! The Lord, he is God!" 1 Kings 18. Have you ever fallen prostrate before the Lord? Have you ever positioned yourself that way in silence or in prayer? Have you ever felt like you should, but in stubbornness and rebellion, sat and waited for the moment of calling to pass? Why do we hesitate to show our love to the Lord? Why do we worry more about what those around us will think than in obeying and bringing pleasure and joy to the Lord? How long will you waver between two opinions? How long has it been since you and he have been alone? And how long since you sang his praises, not during a worship service, but when you were being alone with him? Do you spend time following what is currently taking place in this world? Do you get distracted by the cultural issues we face today? Do you grieve for the world, for humanity, as Jesus did? Have you compromised your faith, your beliefs? Have you turned cold, hard towards one group of people or another? Do you know where you stand? And is where you are standing on the Word of God? Are you learning to do and know where it is written in the Bible? And with whom does your trust lie? And in whom is your hope? Elijah asked these very questions when he asked the people that day, "How long will you waver between two opinions?" When we close our eyes, when we close our ears, We cannot see nor hear what is going on in the world, and we are not of it, but yet we are in it. And we cannot experience the pain or know the joy of others when we have chosen to isolate ourselves, to barricade ourselves behind a door and hope that whatever is on the other side of the door stays there and leaves us alone. There are so many who follow the Lord and wait for his return that do not feel the urgency to share the gospel, do not hear the need that the world has yet of a Savior. Messiah has come. He came to save, to rescue, and when he comes again, it will be as judge. Judgment day, all accounts will be settled. The scrolls opened and judgment have been set. Many of us are on our cell phones or have them near us the entire 24-hour day. We are connected to our cell phones like they are an appendage. We know the rings for messages, the rings for calls, and we respond immediately with urgency. Yet when the Lord calls upon us, we turn our heads, stuff our ears with cotton, and we act like we didn't hear him. We close our eyes and hope he and his plan will just go away. We don't have time today. We can't do something like that. There's no money. I don't know what to say. Someone else would be better at that. There is. Hear, my brothers and sisters. Hear the words of the Lord and remember who it is that you serve. You cannot put him in a box. You cannot mold him to be more like what you have in mind he should be. You cannot tell him what he should do, and you cannot begin to put your arms around who he is. The Mighty One, God, the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to the place where it sets. From Zion, perfect in beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes and will not be silent. A fire devours before him, and around him a tempest rages. He summons the heavens above and the earth that he may judge his people. Gather to me my consecrated ones, who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens proclaim his righteousness, for God himself is judge. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against you. I am God, your God. I do not rebuke you for your sacrifices or your burnt offerings, which are ever before me. I have no need of a bull from your stall or of goats from your pens, for every animal of the forest is mine, and the cattle on a thousand hills. I know every bird in the mountains, and the creatures of the field are mine. And if I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and all that is in it. Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Sacrifice thank offerings to God, fulfill your vows to the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will honor me. But to the wicked, God says, what right have you to recite my laws or take my covenant on your lips? You hate my instruction and cast my words behind you. And when you see a thief, you join with him. You throw in your lot with adulterers. You use your mouth for evil and harness your tongue to deceit. You speak continually against your brother and slander your own mother's son. These things you have done, and I kept silent. You thought I was altogether like you. But I will rebuke you and accuse you to your face. Consider this, you who forget God, or I will tear you to pieces with none to rescue you. He who sacrificed thank offerings honors me, and he prepares the way so that I may show him the salvation of God. Psalm 50. Fall before the Maker of heaven and earth. Be in awe of who he is, and know that you, yes, you, if you were the only person on this earth to save, he would send his son to ransom you. No greater love has the world ever known. In Joshua 24 it says, now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day whom you will serve. The living God, Jehovah, says, I am the Lord, that is my name, and I will not give my glory to another, nor my praise to idols. Isaiah 42:8. Praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the Son, and the blessed Holy Spirit. Amen.